Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we visited Morondoy, Divine innocently told Unique that she had seen Kevin and Zena singing karaoke in the bar. Unique became very upset and accused Kevin of having an affair. After a heated argument, she stormed out of the house. Coretta's cousin, Nadira, called from Kwakwani, seeking permission for her goddaughter, Sharona, to move in, as she had secured employment in Georgetown and had no place to stay. Coretta willingly agreed. But now we return to Coretta and John's home in Morondoy.
John!
Yes, Coretta?
You can come and help me pick up these mangoes. It's not me alone got to eat them, you know.
All right, if you want help, just send in a man.
You lie down there in the hammock, watching me picking up all these things and expect me to ask you for help. You must use your common sense, man.
All right, I'll come in.
I sure got to be begging you for help me with things, you know.
I'm helping you now, so you can stop fret. There's a lot of mangoes though. Like we gotta sell some.
Hey. Don't bother with though. I promised Mortal some. And I can drop some off for BB by the shop. Plus Ignatius asked me for some. Then I promised the girl who lived down the road at the end of the street there. We're making a set of children every year for different men. I promise she little too. Plus I don't like people who like punish children, you know. I just sorry for the children.
Why are you judging people, Coretta? The young lady is free to make her choices.
Like you's one of them fathers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can put a serious talk in issue. She could go and get free birth control. And abortion legal in Guyana too.
You telling the woman to abort your children?
You ain't got to make it sound so. I ain't telling she for do nothing. I just making a point. Bringing children in this world to have them punished is not right. I don't know why I even taking she on. I don't carry these mangoes because of them children.
Right.
Anyway, I have something else to talk to you about.
Look, if you're going to tell me some nonsense about going back to counseling, I ain't ready.
you ain't ready for counseling? You're ready for it, bury your dough.
Aye, aye.
Let me tell you something, John. If you dead tomorrow, is a happy cremation. I digging in you in the cheapest coffin I could find. I won't be spending no big money on no fancy casket to put you in no tomb.
You could even go by the seawall and throw me in the ocean. Out of song. The way you gonna spend a cent for me.
Huh.
Look like we got the mango here.
Let me parcel them off, man.
All right.
I got to make sure each of them children get one. The mother ain't off again, on. Nobody tell she for be responsible and make a set of children every year that she can't mind.
Is how many children the girl got?
About 8.
What? That's a lot.
And she's only about 30.
That is tough.
But you say, don't judge she. Anyways, like I said, I want to talk to you about something.
What going on?
You know me cousin Nadira that living in Kukwani, right?
Is not she you been with to Region 7 a couple of months ago?
Yes, to help she find she got a daughter. They did traffic the girl, you know?
That was rough.
You think it's two things that's be going on in this country with people cheering? It's a lot of wickedness. Anyways, she wanna get a job in town. It's gonna be a fresh start for she.
Good. That is nice, man.
So Nadira asked me if Sharona could stay by we.
Stay by who?
How you mean? Me and you.
No. With all them problems me, you get, we can't bring nobody for live with we. That's not a good idea, Coretto.
Is how much more this I got to do, Divine? It's so much weeks I miss from gym. I punishing.
Alright, rest a little bit and we're gonna continue.
Oh gosh, alright, water.
You see the new trainer? He's so hot.
Yeah, he's alright. Not my type though. But then again, what is my type? The only person I've been with is Kevin, and we know what happened with Osho.
Yeah.
If me and Kevin ever divorce, I don't know what I can do.
Girl, the older I get, the more I realize that nothing out there but stress and sexually transmitted infections. When you have a good man, hold on to him.
But, you think something going on with he and Zena for truth?
Nah, it's Kevin we talking about. He's not that type. Speaking of the devil, look who just walked in.
Zena? Well, you know I can tell she's something.
Unique, wait.
Zena, I glad I see you.
Hey, Unique. Divine, what's up?
Hey, Unique. Divine?
Hey.
So you know for that cozy up at the bar singing karaoke with people husband?
Can you lower your voice? We're in the gym and people are looking.
I don't care who looking. What were you doing with my husband the other night?
All right, Unique, we don't want to get kicked out from the gym.
I don't care. I just pay me gym fee like everybody else in here. I want Zena, answer me.
There's nothing going on between me and Kevin. We just run into each other, and the song required a male and a female voice, and we decided to sing together.
So no other man ain't been there for you sing it with.
Look, I'm sorry, it won't happen again, okay?
I am a slut for stay away from people husband.
Unique, I can assure you that nothing is going on with Zena and Kevin. Matter of fact, Zena and I are dating.
Then so you gone back to that?
Wow.
Why are you too young for body yourself with this old crocodile? Unique.
Denzel, let's go. I don't feel like working out anymore.
Okay.
Yes, run out here like a coward. Look for my old age and stop running behind people's husband and people by children.
Unique, stop before we get kicked out of the gym. I never travel 3 miles every day to the next gym, please.
Look, Divine, I think I'm ready for go home. I tired.
Might as well, because this embarrassment too much.
Denzel, just drive the car. Just drive, because Unique is coming this direction. Look, they're heading this direction, and I don't want another session with her.
What was that about?
I could ask you the same thing. Why did you say that we were dating?
Look, I just wanted to stop the quarrel.
You didn't have to do that. I could represent myself.
Okay.
Besides, I told you we would revisit the conversation about us dating after I have my surgery.
And I understand that.
Good.
So, what's this with you and Kevin?
Nothing. He just wanted somebody to talk to.
I don't know. He seems to think I am somebody that he can trust. He and Unique are going through a lot.
Ah, okay.
I think he wants a divorce, but he's too much of a coward to go through with it.
It's that serious?
Yes. Unique is a miserable person. You see what just happened in the gym? Who behaves like that? And calling me an old woman at my age? That I pass.
I don't care about your age, Zina. You know how I feel about you.
I knew, Denzel.
At the end of the day, we're two consenting adults. And that's all that matters.
Coretto, with all the problems we got, you really want to bring somebody to live with me.
It's a young girl who needs help, John.
I need help. You know I've been through in prison.
What the men them violating you got to do with me helping my cousin's goddaughter?
You got to say it like that.
How you want me to say it? That is not what happened. Or you were in a consensual relationship with a man that you don't want me to know about.
Ah! Coretto, why you got for me like this?
We can't go on with not addressing what happened to you. Every day I see you suffering, John. You're smoking and drinking your life away. Don't help in nothing.
You think it's easy for me to talk about what happened to me in prison? Eh? You think it's easy for something like that happen to a man?
I know it's not easy. And that is why I try my best to get you help. But if you don't want help, what do you expect me to do?
Just be patient with me, okay? Give me time. Coretto, if you know the things that are going through me head, it's a miracle I'm still standing in front of you here.
John?
Look, sometimes I just feel like running off. I can't. Look, I just dream about what happened to me. It's like I just experienced this thing all over again.
I'm sorry, John. Nobody deserves something like that to happen to them.
I try for fight, Coretto. I try for fight, and then man, prison is not a place to go. Prison is not a place to go to, Coretto. Them young boys who out here doing a set of stupidness don't know. It's not a place to go. That is not a place I ever want to see again.
Good. But John, you got to make the effort and get the help. This is not something me and you can work out on we own. We've been trying that and look where it get me. We not intimate with each other. You smoking and drinking every day. How this can end?
I know I got to sort myself out. I just got to find the courage to do it. And this is why I don't think it's a good idea for somebody come and live with we right now.
Well, I don't tell Nadira the girl could come. She been through things too. And she deserve a chance. She's a young girl with your whole future ahead of her.
Aye, aye.
Listen, you could get the help you need. And me and you could continue working on our marriage. You got to go and do the test as well, so we would know that everything is okay with you.
I am ready. Coretto, I just ain't ready for do all of this.
You really think you get something in prison when they did that to you?
I don't know, but I know I'm not ready for find out.
Okay.
It's a mistake to let a girl come and live with me.
You think she gonna tempt you or something?
What? Look. Me minding that nowhere close to nothing like that.
Well, what is the problem?
You want this girl to come and see how we just quarrel and carry on? Eh? You don't think that don't have a negative effect on her?
We don't have to quarrel and carry on if you get the help you need. Gosh, John, how long are we supposed to continue living like this?
Ah, okay.
Sharona, come in and live with we, whether you like it or not. It's me house. And you can leave if you have a problem with that. Story done.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.